where Sarnia Lambton gets its news first. Here's an update from Sarnia News Today.
Sarnia police have arrested a second suspect in connection with a serious assault at a home in the area of Kathleen Avenue and Walnut Avenue. Officers responded to the residence just before 3 p.m. on Friday. It's alleged a 40-year-old man struck a 28-year-old male victim with a baseball bat several times. He's now facing charges of assault with a weapon and assault causing bodily harm. A 43-year-old woman who allegedly struck the victim with a claw hammer was arrested on Friday. Enhanced safety measures are being asked of city police. This follows a separate assault last month where a student was allegedly grabbed and scratched by an unknown person. City resident Robert Dickison proposed a community safety committee and a daily police escort for school children in response to a spike in crime at last week's Sarnia Police Services Board meeting. But Chief Derek Davis says the service doesn't have the resources right now.
At the end of the day, we have a finite amount of resources that we deploy as effectively as we can based on priorities.
You can read more at sarnianewstoday.ca. The Strathroy Caradoc Police Service is hoping the public can help them identify two suspects accused of stealing over $1,300 in merchandise from the local Walmart. Police released surveillance photos this morning, which will be posted to our website this afternoon. Officers said the theft at the Carroll Street East business was reported last Tuesday at 10 p.m. Various items were taken, including men's clothing, tools, and equipment. A group of local residents are voicing their disapproval of a rise to the carbon tax today. A protest at Waterfront Park near the Blue Water Bridge started at 9 this morning and is expected to continue until about 1 p.m. Sarnia Councillor Bill Dennis talked about why he attended today's rally.
It's very, very similar to my resolution of council that I delivered in October, November about axing the carbon tax. We're at a breaking point. It went up 23% today, and not to mention the MPs got a substantial raise today. People are mad.
The federal government is increasing the price of carbon pollution by $15 per ton to $80. The tax will be close to 18 cents a liter on gas in Ontario. The federal minimum wage increased by 65 cents today. The federal government announced earlier this year it would be bumping the minimum wages for its workers to $17.30 a liter as of April 1st. Raises are usually given annually to keep up with inflation. And the naming contest for the newest member of the Sarnia Police Service closes tomorrow. The service is collecting suggestions from area youth for the name of its new canine unit dog. Those between the ages of 4 and 14 can submit their picks by email. The winning name will be announced April 15th. Increasing cloudiness this afternoon. Northeast wind gusting to 20 kilometers an hour. High of 10 or 50. Cooler near Lake Huron. Cloudy with a chance of showers tonight. A low of plus 4. I'm Melanie Irwin.
Find these stories online at sarnianewstoday.ca.